Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. The City of Kingston, in partnership with Utilities Kingston, has kicked off the inaugural Kingston Climate Expo. The event, running until October 20th, started as only an electric vehicle demonstration, but quickly grew into a three-week interactive and educational event showcasing various climate change initiatives across Kingston. Events include a panel focusing on women in STEM in partnership with St. Lawrence College, an energy treasure hunt workshop taking place at schools across the city, and an interactive showcase of educational information and hands-on test drives of some of the latest electric vehicle models. I sat down with Russell Horn, Acting Manager of Energy and Asset Management with the City of Kingston, to discuss the first ever Kingston Climate Expo. Well, to start us off, I was wondering if you'd like to introduce yourself and your role with the City of Kingston.
Absolutely. So my name is Russell Horn. I'm the Acting Manager for the Energy and Asset Management team at the City of Kingston. I'm primarily focused on facilities management construction services, so the sustainability portfolio for all of our municipal facilities at the city.
Awesome. And this is the first time we're ever hosting the Kingston Climate Expo. What was the inspiration for this event?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Kingston Climate Expo came together kind of a vision of a lot of different people with various passions in the field of sustainability. It started off with just being an electric vehicle demonstration, letting people try out electric vehicles and try to get the adoption rate up for those. And it turned into a couple different other events in different areas. So we have some events that are focused on industry and the private sector. There's a couple events focused on the public and what can the public do to actually reduce their carbon footprint, tackling some of the challenges of diversity in the STEM field and empowering our youth with solutions. So it really was trying to tackle a lot of different climate change and climate related issues under one larger umbrella under the Climate Expo.
Yeah, for sure. Had you seen other cities do events like this, or is this sort of new in a bigger way?
I think other cities have done something similar to this in targeted areas, whereas this one is a bit of a larger scope. So we'd like to think that we're the first, but really we're hoping that this kickstarts something else for a lot of other municipalities.
Yeah, for sure. And what are you hoping Kingstonians will be able to take away from the events planned?
Depending on what you want to take away, I think is going to be what you can take away, which is the main focus of this. So if you want to try out some electric vehicles, there's going to be something for you. If you want to install solar panels on your roof, we will have booth vendors on October 5th that you can talk to and understand what the process is for that. If you want to understand, you know, a little bit more about our food system or recycling system, there'll be things that can help you understand that, all the way down to chemistry shows for kids at some of the events. So it really will be something for everybody. And hopefully, if you go in looking for one thing, you may leave learning something completely different that you didn't know about.
Yeah, awesome. I think it's really cool that there's a few events in there that are giving people some actual skills they could use, like installing solar panels.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, is empowering people to make their own decisions and really getting rid of the noise. I mean, the climate change realm tends to have a lot of focus in some positive and some negative ways. And the idea for this is to eliminate the noise and really provide people with the tools that they need to make those changes for themselves and the businesses to do the same thing.
Once again, that was Russell Horn with the City of Kingston on the first Kingston Climate Expo, taking place until October 20th. To learn more about the events, you can visit the Kingston Climate Expo page at cityofkingston.ca. For the 18th year in a row, Kingston City Council has proclaimed October as Islamic History Month. Inaugurated in 2007, Islamic History Month is a nationwide celebration that seeks to share the history, heritage, and culture of Muslims with fellow Canadians. And Kingston has participated since its inception. The theme for Islamic History Month 2024 is Health and Healing. Local events, both associated with this year's theme but also with connections to Islamic history in general, are being organized through the Islamic Society of Kingston, Muslim Society's Global Perspectives at Queen's University, Queen's University Muslim Students Association, Muslim Medical Association at Queen's, and include the following events. Coming up on October 11th, Prophetic Healing, Lessons from the Sunnah, at the Islamic History Center of Kingston starting at 6:30 p.m. October 24th, Celebrating Together, Islamic History Canada 2024 at RMC. This event is not open to the public. October 27th, the 20th ISK Annual Bazaar, at the Islamic History Center from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Be sure to stay tuned for details for other events in the works throughout this month. The Queen's University Muslim Students Association will be using their social media, at QUMSA, to highlight the historical contribution of Muslims to the fields of medicine, science, and health and wellness. For additional information, please go to the IHM Kingston Facebook page, at IHM Kingston. Events will be added as they're finalized. For more information on this national initiative, please see the Islamic History Month Canada website and Facebook page at IslamicHistoryMonth.ca or Islamic History Month Canada. In a message directly from the City of Kingston, the last giveaway day of the year is October 12th. Adam Mueller, Operations Manager of Solid Waste Services, states, quote, "Giveaway days are an effective and unique way to reduce waste in Kingston. When you pick up free secondhand items, you not only save them from landfill, you also reduce the waste associated with packaging and the greenhouse gas emissions associated with manufacturing new goods. Giving away items also helps community members save money," end quote. Share pictures of your giveaway day items on Instagram or Twitter at hashtag WasteNotYGK. The following are some giveaway day guidelines. Only set out appropriate items that you know someone else might want. Appropriate items might include books, CDs, DVDs, furniture and small appliances, electronics, construction materials, including drywall, lumber, hardware, kitchen gadgets, dishes, cutlery, pots and pans, and yes, unwanted gifts. The Consumer Product Safety Bureau of Health Canada advises that the following items should not be given away. Baby walkers, cribs, car seats, strollers, playpens, bath seats, mattresses, blinds, and toys. How to put items out. Place items at the curb in front of your home. Place stickers or signs on the items with the word free. Ensure any items that you do not want taken are kept away from items placed at the curb. And at the end of the day, bring any uncollected items back into your home. The city will not collect unwanted items left at the curb. Consider donating them to a local charity. How to pick items up. Respect other people's property, don't walk on lawns or gardens. Take only the items that are marked free and placed at the curb, and don't leave previously picked up items on the curb at other people's property. You can find these guidelines on the City of Kingston website. Once again, that was a message directly from the City of Kingston on the last giveaway day of the year, taking place on October 12th. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Isabella with your CFRC Sports Desk.
Welcome back, CFRC listeners, to a Kingston sports recap. Bringing you the latest on Queen's Gaels, this week has been filled with intense matchups and notable performances across several sports. Let's jump right in. Starting with the football team, the Gaels faced a tough opponent in the Laurier Golden Hawks, falling 51-21. The guys put forth a strong effort, throwing for three touchdowns, but the team will need to regroup for their upcoming challenges. Shifting over to soccer, the Queen's men's soccer team secured a thrilling 6-3 victory against York University. The team displayed resilience and depth, bouncing back with a strong second half to secure the win. Now, let's talk rugby. The Queen's women's team made headlines this past weekend, extending their OUA regular season win streak to an incredible 5 full seasons. On October 5th, they crushed the McMaster Marauders with a staggering 123-3 victory at Nixon Field. This win capped off an undefeated season, bringing their record to 6-0. Remarkably, they haven't lost a regular season game since September 2018, totaling a phenomenal 29-game win streak. Leading the charge in this latest victory were Kennedy Stevenson and Lizzie Gibson. Stevenson scored a game-high 5 tries for 25 points, while Gibson added 2 tries and 14 converts, leading all scorers with 38 points. This performance pushed Gibson's regular season total to 100 points. The Gales showcased their depth with multiple players contributing tries, including Madison Donnelly and Rachel Cullum, who each scored two. The victory not only highlighted their offensive prowess, but also solidified their position at the top of the OUA standings, earning them a bye to the OUA semifinals. The women's soccer team also had a stellar match, defeating TMU Bold 7-0 on October 5th. Seema Sakharin was a standout, scoring two goals and assisting another, helping the team extend their shutout streak. However, the very next day, they faced the Nipissing Lakers and lost 2-1, snapping their five-game win streak. In that match, the Lakers struck first, and despite a late goal from 2-1, and will look to bounce back. They now sit third at the OUA standings with a record of 7-2-1, and will look to bounce back. It's an exciting time for the Kingston Gales, especially with their homecoming just around the corner, but particularly with the women's rugby team setting such remarkable records. We're so proud. Stay tuned for more updates and make sure to support our local athletes as they strive for success this season.
This is Christina coming in with your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight, we're expecting a few clouds with increasing cloudiness overnight. We have a low of +5. Looking forward to tomorrow, Tuesday, the 8th of October, we'll have mainly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 16 degrees. We'll have a UV index of 3 or moderate. Tuesday night, we'll have clear skies with a low of +3. On Wednesday, October 9th, we're expecting cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 11 degrees. Wednesday night, cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers and a low of +3. On Thursday, October 10th, we can finally get a break from the rain and we'll have sunny skies with a high of 12 degrees. Thursday night, clear skies with a low of +4. Finishing off the work week, on Friday, October 11th, we'll have sunny skies with a high of 16 and cloudy periods at night with a low of 11. That wraps up your CFRC weather report for this evening, and next up is your traffic report. Now for your CFRC traffic report for this evening. Pavement rehabilitations will take place along Highway 401 between Westbrook Road to beyond the Highway 15 overpass and on the Sir John A. McDonald overpass. This work will consist of various lane and ramp closures over the next several months. This week to look out for, Highway 401 eastbound at Highway 15, full mainline closure. This will take place October 6th to October 10th from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. each day. Gardner's Road and Sydenham Road, westbound ramps. October 7th to October 9th, expect them to be closed from 12 p.m. to 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Division Street eastbound or westbound ramps. Expect a closure from October 7th to 9th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. In other road closures to look out for, Albert Street, Princess at 486 Albert, closed until December 31st to accommodate construction activity at 484 Albert Street. Beverly Street, King to Edge Hill, closed October 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. for a utilities Kingston contractor to reset a valve chamber. Cooper Street, Albert to Collingwood, closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Hillcrest Avenue, King's Court to 7th, closed until October 31st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. King's Court Avenue, Hillcrest to Kirkpatrick, closed until November 15th to accommodate a water main replacement. Union Street, Willingdon to Albert, closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. And finally, University Avenue, Union to Earl, closed for the Queen's JDUC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Restoration Project is still underway and expected to conclude in late December of this year. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays, Aberdeen Street, Johnson to Earl, expect delays and closures along Aberdeen Street for a contractor to complete road and sewer reconstruction. Bay Ridge Drive, Princess to Taylor Kidd, expect delays while a contractor begins phase two of the Bay Ridge Drive active transportation upgrades. Collins Bay Road, Prince Charles to Edwin to Princess, expect delays while a contractor completes phase two of the Princess and Collins Bay active transportation improvements. Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford. Expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Motorists are advised to seek alternative routes. Highway 2, Abbeydon to St. Lawrence. Expect delays to complete enhanced flood protection of Abbeydon Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. And finally, Sir John A. MacDonald Boulevard at Elmwood. Expect delays while a contractor upgrades the intersection at Sir John A. MacDonald Boulevard and Elmwood Street, including replacement of street lighting, new traffic lights, replacement of asphalt on roads, and a new multi-use pathway south of the intersection towards Bath Road. For more details on any of these projects, you can visit Get Involved Kingston. That wraps up your traffic report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC Concerts and Events calendar with Noah and Victoria.
And now it's time for the CFRC Community Concerts and Events calendar for October 7th to October 13th. Have an event you'd like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us via cfrc.ca today. Monday, October 7th, Pumpkin Ferno Tours are back at Kingston Penn. Come visit between 7:15 and 8:45 p.m. and enjoy the sights and sounds of autumn, complete with pumpkin sculpture exhibits and spooky Halloween displays. The tours run every day until October 30th. Tuesday, October 8th, Terror Tuesday Movie Nights at Fort Henry return this week with The Grudge. These screenings include scare actors who will wander the grounds, amplifying your spooky experience. Bring your own chair or blanket, or take a spot on our provided bleacher seating. Doors open at 7:15 p.m. and the movie begins at 8 p.m. Wednesday, October 9th, Board Game Night at Something's in the Water Brewing Company returns this Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is free, just grab a drink and enjoy the fun. Bring your friends and unwind with some midweek fun. Thursday, October 10th, Fort Fright returns this week at Fort Henry, running from Thursday to Sunday from 7:15 to 11 p.m. The Nightmarish Exhibition will turn Fort Henry into a den of Halloween frights. Tickets can be purchased online at forthenry.com. The Women in STEM panel runs this Thursday at the Kingston Climate Expo. Join us at the RXN Hub from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for a discussion about women in the STEM field and hear voices from the community as they share their experiences and insights. For more information, visit cityofkingston.ca. Friday, October 11th, karaoke at the Buckle returns this Friday. Bring your friends and have a good time while you enjoy the spotlight, starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy the country music-filled evening, running every week on Friday. Saturday, October 12th, the Queen's Observatory has an open house this Saturday from 7:30 to 10 p.m. This month, come learn about the origins of the largest stars and see deep sky celestial objects through the telescope, weather permitting. The event is located at Ellis Hall on the Queen's campus and is free for all ages to attend. Tell Me a Story, a gallery displaying the work of Gail Williams, opens this weekend at the Melt Studio and Gallery. Come visit the opening reception of Williams' new gallery from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Melt Gallery. For more information, visit meltstudiogallery.com. Sunday, October 13th, the Kingston Memorial Center Farmers Market is back, running from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring a shopping bag and your friends and see what the local producers in Kingston have in store this week. Enjoy live music and activities while you shop. There's something for everyone here.
Have a concert in Kingston, an area that you would like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us today with details. Our main office line is 613-533-2121. This coming October 7th, check out the Kingston Jazz Jam at the Royal Canadian Horse Artillery with host Oscar Evans. Join them for a premier jazz jam sure to impress you. Doors open at RHCA at 4 p.m. On October 8th, Tuesday, the four-time Canadian Folk Music Award winners, Twin Flames, will be performing on Wolf Island. They're guaranteed to be an emotionally captivating performance, performing contemplative folk and rock and roll using Indigenous spirit flutes, traditional drums, and other Western instruments. Doors open at 7:30 at Hotel Wolf Island, 18 plus only. This Wednesday, the thrilling Japanese taiko group will be presenting Kaze, featuring a master bamboo flutist from Japan. Prepare to be haunted and amazed by the melodies of the bamboo flute as this group explores new possibilities for their art. The show will be held at the Kingston Grand Theater. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Get ready for an amazing event. On Thursday, enjoy a free dreamy shoegaze folk concert by Alex Southey on Hotel Wolf Island. Doors open at 7 p.m. On Friday, catch the band Sweet Cheetah for live music at the Royal Tavern starting at 9 p.m. Free admission, or join the weekly live music at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar, pay by donation, starting at 8 p.m. Also on Friday, join the folks keeping the spirit of jazz alive in Kingston. Check out the Morrison and McAnish duo, performing a jazz concert presenting at the Kingston Jazz Society starting at 7 p.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. All ages are welcome, and admission is by donation. This Saturday, don't be spooked. Bon Scott and Brian Johnson from AC/DC will be appearing via an audiovisual recreation at the Grand Theater for an all-out immersive experience. Catch it starting at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss out. Also on Saturday, coming from Toronto, Chasing Heroes, Sonic Souvenir, Max and his equals and Mean Bikini are performing pop, rock, indie, and punk at the Mansion. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. and tickets are $10. On October 13th, the Doobie Brothers come to Kingston. Based in Northern California, their sound is authentic rock and roll with a hint of R&B, blues, country, and bluegrass. A four-time Grammy Award-winning group, you won't want to miss their concert. Doors open at 8 p.m. at Slush Puppy Place. Tickets go for $89 to $125. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.
Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University, situated on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science.